It was my first job from leaving school, and I went for an interview round at BXP, which is BX Plastics, the parent company of Halex. I had an interview with a Mr. Harry Holder, as I remember. I was taken on and given a job in the samples department, which was adjacent to the main office. The entrance was in Heim Station Avenue, which was at the back of another entrance to the Halex factory. And that was on, I remember the date that I started, it was the 23rd of September 1957. I remember my wage, it was £3.17 a six when I started, which by today's standards is not a lot of money, I guess. I think my wife probably started off at less, so it wasn't rightly politically correct in those days. I think the ladies would have been paid less for a comparable type of a job. I think we did a 40-hour week when I first started, which was half eight till half five. But of course, if you work that out in a week, that's 42 and a half. So on a Friday, we'd finish a half hour early, which made up the 42 hours a week. So we got half an hour early. So we finish at 5 o'clock on Friday instead of half past five. And of course, you used to get paid cash in a little brown envelope. I remember I used to race up to Chingford Mount, where there's a record shop, and probably buy an Elvis Presley record or something. But we part of my £3.17 and six a week. And of course, I had to give my mother money as well, so I didn't keep the lot. It's a very friendly place to work. I remember there was a tennis club there, the bowls club. In fact, there's still a bowls club up there now called the Halex Bowls Club. I was in the angling club, and every so often we'd have a coach and we'd go off somewhere up to somewhere in Essex. I remember once going up the Blackwater. We did fishing exploit up there, and it was a terrible day. I remember, I don't think anybody caught anything, but